I want to talk to you about something maybe you've never heard about, never thought about, that could be life-changing for the culture of your church. You guys ready for that? Okay. Really, seriously, this is exciting. Father, thank you for an opportunity just to get together and talk about the freedom that is in Christ from bondage, from idolatry, from habitual sin, from brokenness. It is a beautiful thing that you set us free in Christ, and not for our own selfish desires, but to serve and to love you and others. We have an amazing opportunity here, not only to do that, but to turn other people on to what it is to be free. And a lot of people are not, Lord. There's a lot of people walking around in bondage. Other people are still wrapped in their burial cloth. There's people that should be free that don't know they are, and other people that aren't that don't know they can be. So help us now, in Christ's name, amen. All right, so several years ago, I went up to Harvest Bible Chapel, and my job was to try to bring soul care in the middle of the discipleship and counseling of the church in a way that people would be trained and equipped at every level of care. People would be helped no matter what the issue, and that people would have the confidence that the Word of God is the answer to people's deepest and most profound problems and issues. So, pretty easy assignment. Only, you know, 13,000 people and seven churches and then 150 church plants to kind of try to get this going, right? So, but one of the best things that we did was something that they call hope groups. We're rebranding it freedom groups right now, and there's reasons for that theologically. There's reasons for that in just the way that we present it, and it's also something we're rebranding for the local church around the world so that other churches can use it. It's going to be contextualized to the church that decides this is what they want to do. And I would say, I looked at Celebrate Recovery, I looked at AA, I looked at all these different ways that we're trying to break people free of addiction, and I wanted something that did that but better, more biblically, and more broadly. So that's what Freedom Groups is. Freedom Groups is really focused not on your sin issue, but on your heart issues. Not on the fruit, but on the root. And I didn't see that going on in any other addiction recovery type ministry to the level I thought it could. And so this is what we did. And so we built a curriculum, 13 weeks. We trained table leaders. We asked our best teachers to bring a 20-minute sort of presentation of something to do with the gospel narrative and freedom through various scriptures. And then we asked apprentices to join the table leaders, and then we usually had 6 to 8 people at a table. And they would come knowing that this was something that wasn't quite formal counseling, but it was more than small group. It was something where they were going to deal with issues, but they were going to do it in a group. It was something where they were going to learn about the gospel, but they were going to learn about it very personally, and very much how it affects the way that they love God and others. And so we're like, I wonder who will sign up for this, right? Well, it started sort of small, which is the best way to start anything, honestly, right? Because you know what? How much growth and success has a sucking noise behind it, right? And so we started it small, and we only trained a few great leaders. Typically, these were people that were like you. They were track 4 and above in understanding the theology of biblical counseling, the counseling methodology, so they were pretty competent to deal with the group. But they had to also have a high EQ, a higher emotional intelligence, because they were dealing with a group dynamic. And so they had to be able to read the group, work with different people, help people to sort out issues, not to get people to, you know, break off into smaller cliques, all of that, right? That's a talent. That takes some skill. But anyway, they got better and better at that as they went on. But now we've seen over 1,000 people go through these groups. And in some of the churches, there's 80 to 100 people in a session in the 13 weeks. And I want to tell you something. God has done an exceedingly and abundantly beyond what we could ask or imagine in terms of the response to this and the freedom people are achieving through this. And it's kept people out of the counseling room. While some will be in counseling while they're doing it. That's okay. But it's kept a lot of people out of the counseling room, and it's helped some crazy people get out of small groups that were dominating the small group with their craziness, right? And like me, so I'm a crazy person, I don't know about you, but like I have stuff going on in my life, and if you had put me in a small group at certain stages of my life and I had nothing else to process, I probably would have, like, if I had been honest, I would have taken over the small group, right? And this, so these people have the opportunity to not blow up a small group or dominate a small group or feel guilty for always being the person that has the problem in the small group because they can go to freedom groups. Does that make sense? Okay, so that's why we did it. When I first got there, they had all these groups like the group for sexual addiction, the group for loss, the group for fear, the group. And so all these groups were going on, which isn't bad. Like, you know, grief recovery is not bad, divorce recovery is not bad, but I'm like, that's way too much about fruit. It's way too much about the issue and not enough about the heart. So we collapsed them all into freedom groups, and we found it to be very successful. Okay, so that's how we got started. So what is it? A biblical alternative to a recovery or support methodology. So these are not support groups. Does support happen in freedom groups? Oh, yes. Are they support groups? No. Why? Because support groups are going to be focused way too much on just empathizing with you and not giving you hope and not giving you enough discipleship and enough of the word to really work this out for yourself. It's the difference between, you know, giving somebody a fish and teaching them to fish. You're equipping them in freedom groups to walk rightly with God and others. Whereas support groups sometimes are just supporting you, not really helping you get to the other side. A ministry of local church, not a program. I don't honestly want to ever see freedom groups kind of become a parachurch thing. I want it to be in the church. And the church needs to own it. And hopefully we're rewriting the curriculum right now to publish it and put it online for people. But we're going to try to certify trainers in freedom groups to be able to own it in their church, and then we'll give them the whole thing, and it's theirs. And we love you, we're here to consult with you, but we never want to see you again. kidding. But you know what I'm saying? You don't want to do it for them. You don't want somebody coming from outside your church and running a program in your church, right? A place of hope for sinners, sufferers, and saints. I love Mike Emlett's concept of, hey, we're all sinners, we're all sufferers, and we're all saints. So we deal with those three dynamics in being a believer all the time in the way that we teach, the way we lead the small groups, and it's really helpful. A small group for those who need deeper care. I already sort of mentioned this. I'm not sure I want to go to counseling, or I'm already in counseling, but I need to know there's other people like me, or I need something else, or I'm not ready, you know, whatever the case may be. What's really cool is that people started bringing people, unchurched people, and even unbelievers to these groups. So it became a front door. Now you've got a bit of a thing to make sure that they're there for the right reasons, that they're clean when they come in. Like they have four or five things they agree that they won't do and they will do to be a part of the freedom group culture. Let's focus on getting to the heart. We're not just going to rearrange flesh. We're not going to just solve your problem. We're going to get you to a place where God is interacting with your deepest heart issues. Designed to be time limited, you're not supposed to be in freedom groups to be a freedom group junkie, okay? So guess what? You can go through it once, and we'll try to graduate you back into regular small groups or whatever, adult Bible fellowship or whatever else your church would have that would be a discipleship river that they would go back into. They can take it twice, because some people really need it again. They were wrecked the first time. The second time, they absorb it